Paul Merritt was an allotment novice, but his experiences on his plot have inspired a book and a new way of life.
I think I really got into it by mistake, to be honest, by default. I was in between jobs. I had two young children, and I really wanted them to start to understand about food, and I really felt that they needed my help in their education. And I thought the allotment would be the sort of perfect vehicle for that, that we could have a journey through a year or so, and along the way we would learn so much about seasons, eating things straight from the earth, how to grow food. So that's really where the idea was born.
And how did it work out for you?
It was a complete disaster. The kids hated it. They hated every single minute of it. They still refuse every weekend to go to the allotment. So we either have a huge row about it and then drag them down kicking and screaming, or I have to trade off vast amounts of football cards or sticky sweets or something in order to get them down to the place. But I think that my wife and I have embraced it far more, and it's been an invaluable experience for us. And I think I have probably learned as much about real food in the last 18 months as I have in all my professional career.
So tell me, what do you think you found out now that you didn't know before?
I think it's what I have now is a greater respect for food. I don't waste as much food. I'm much more seasonal in my approach, both in my professional kitchen, but also at home, whether I'm buying or growing it. I think it's just an approach to food that it's changed. I don't think I've learned any little tricks in the kitchen, but I've certainly understood the value of eating very fresh greens, for instance.
And as a complete allotment novice, how easy was it actually for you to start growing some things that really were reasonably edible?
Well, first of all, we had to sort of tame this mass of brambles, nettles and weeds. And once we'd done that, and we had a fairly diggable space, you have to sort of sit down and think, well, what do we want to be eating? And then you look up in the books and see when you've got to plant it, and you take advice. You take advice from people that you garden near. I take advice from my dad, who knows a thing or two about growing. And of course, books, lots of books.
And for somebody else in a similar position who wants to get a bit more back to nature and would like to eat, you know, food that they've grown themselves and take it sort of straight out of the earth and virtually onto their dinner plate, what advice would you give them?
Well, the first advice really in the allotment world is get yourself on a list as quickly as possible, because allotments aren't a next day thing. I think most people would wait certainly 6 months to a year in my neck of the woods. So if you want to do it, get started by getting your name on a list and maybe throw some things in pots outside your back door if you can. Potatoes grow in pots, certainly fruit trees can grow in pots, strawberries, herbs, all sorts of things. And don't be frightened to make mistakes. You will make lots of mistakes. You will have awful, terrible disasters. Things will die and they won't be edible. But persevere, because it's funny how quickly you build up a knowledge.
And how do you choose what you grow? Should you choose things that you know you really like, or should you choose things that you know are really dead simple to grow?
Ah, that's a very good question. I reckon you should definitely grow a lot of things that are very easy to grow, because I think success spurs you on. After that, I think you should think about what you'd really like to eat. So if you love, say, greens, you love your spinach and your bok choy and cavallo nero and all of that sort of stuff, then look into that and maybe pick a couple of things in that sort of area that you haven't grown before or you haven't eaten before. So maybe purple sprouting or something along those lines. I think if you challenge yourself all the time to try new things, you'll get better at growing and you'll also get better at eating.
And then taking it into the kitchen, because if you are growing some things that you maybe haven't tried before, what on earth do you do with them?
Well, first of all, you go and buy my book, because that will give you all the recipes. But I think in terms of the kitchen, the best thing to do is, again, is not to be frightened to make mistakes. Just go in and cook the stuff. Most things that you can grow can be boiled very simply or even eaten raw. But books are a great way of finding out some more adventurous ways of preparing things.
And as a chef, you obviously dealt with some really lovely food, I would imagine, in the past. So what is your opinion personally on whether, in fact, the stuff that you've grown on your own allotment is better, worse or indifferent to the stuff that you might buy elsewhere?
Oh, it's better. Absolutely. I promise. It's absolutely better. And it's better because there's a satisfaction about having grown something that is huge. It's fantastic to know that you planted a seed and now you're sitting down for free and feasting on courgettes, lettuce, cabbage, whatever it may be. So it's better from that point of view. But also you might have chosen a specific seed. Don't forget, a lot of commercially grown stuff, be it sweet corn, strawberries, potatoes, whatever, are grown because They look pretty, there's a huge yield, and they're very reliable. So they don't necessarily go to the seed bank and choose the tastiest strawberry. They find the most reliable one. So by growing your own, you can bypass that part of the decision and you can say, right, I want Garriguette strawberries or any of those really great tasting strawberries, and those are the ones that you can plant. So I think they definitely do taste better. And thirdly, they taste better because they are eaten fresh, and it makes a huge difference to food.
That's Paul Merritt. His book, Using the Plot, is published by HarperCollins.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.